Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on April 29th. In the wake of a guilty verdict in the murder trial of Minneapolis policeman Derek Chauvin, we look back 29 years to this day in 1992. That's when the jury in the notorious Rodney King case acquitted four Los Angeles police officers in the savage beating of King, an unarmed African-American motorist. The verdict sparked 3 days of violence in South Central Los Angeles and outrage throughout the nation, as well as a fierce and continuing national debate about racism in policing and police brutality. Two of the acquitted police officers were later convicted of violating Rodney King's civil rights in a federal court trial. They were sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. 20 years after the beating, King told CNN he had forgiven the officers. He died in 2012 at 47 years old. Also on this day in history, in 1854, Ashman Institute, the first African-American college, was chartered. The World War II monument opened in Washington, D.C., and in 2011, Britain's Prince William married Kate Middleton. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day. Subscribe to History Vault, which brings you thousands of the History Channel's best documentaries and series exploring the events and people that shaped our world. Start your free 7-day trial by visiting historyvault.com. Spoken Layer.